is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Texas is leading a coalition of 16 Republican states suing the Biden administration to end a federal program that could create a path to citizenship for undocumented migrants married to U.S. citizens.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed the lawsuit saying President Biden's parole-in-place policy incentivizes and rewards illegal immigration. Biden's plan, referred to as keeping families together, allows spouses without legal status permission to stay in the U.S., apply for a green card, and get a path to citizenship. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones calls the timing of the lawsuit very political.
The day after Harris became the formal Democratic nominee on an issue that is one of the Republicans' best issues.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
In Las Vegas. Rousing applause for former President Trump as he continued his message of no taxes on tips.
5.5 million workers whose livelihoods depend on tip income, and they work with their hands and their talent, their sweat and their skill, and they are really skilled people and they're great people.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has suspended his independent bid for president and endorsed Donald Trump. But Kennedy plans to remain on the ballot in non-battleground states. The reaction from political analyst Larry Sabato.
He's dreaming. There aren't many votes for him anymore anywhere.
The Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against RealPage. That's a property management software provider. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the software enabled collusion among landlords.
The Attorney General, in so many words, said RealPage is one reason, quote, the rent is too damn high.
That's CBS's Scott McFarland. A second former Memphis police officer has pleaded guilty to civil rights violations in the 2023 fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. Rovon Wells is Tyre Nichols' mother. She described today's experience in court as bittersweet.
The fact that I had to hear him plead guilty for all those charges that were presented in court today, but at that same token, he's not in prison yet.
Prosecutors agreed to recommend Emmett Martin be sentenced to no more than 40 years for his part in Nichols' killing. Nichols was beaten by five Memphis police officers after a traffic stop last January and died 3 days later. The city's police chief has said there was no good reason to pull him over in the first place. It was an up day on Wall Street today after the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board signaled interest rates could be coming down soon. The Dow jumped more than 460 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price. So anyone, even people like you, can sleep
all night long. All night.
Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
A social media cucumber craze has left Iceland in a pickle. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has the story.
Start by slicing your entire cucumber. I'm going to make sushi cucumbers today.
Viral TikTok videos from Cucumber Guy, real name Logan Moffat, have triggered a worldwide wave of chopping, pickling, and crunching that's left produce aisles at Icelandic grocery stores empty. The shortage there is compounded by geographic location. Most produce is grown in geothermal-powered greenhouses. When they run out, they're forced to import, which is much more expensive than in other parts of Europe. But worth it?
Sushi cucumber is a lamp.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Iceland is really in the news these days. A volcano has been spewing lava and smoke over the southwestern part of the country for a second day straight, and it's raising fears of spreading pollution. It's already forced evacuation of a spa resort nearby. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer, and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Some storms possible late Saturday night into Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. On Monday, sunny, warmer, mid-80s and muggy. Currently at 75 degrees.
Thank you. and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
From Radio Park to the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't.
thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Did you know that your largest investment asset might not be your retirement account or home? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. Most people don't realize that their life insurance policy is actually an asset they can sell. But for almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. We've even created a free policy value calculator at abacuspays.com so you can find out in seconds what we might pay for your policy. There are no fees and no obligations, just information. Knowing the value of your life insurance policy is as important as knowing the value of your home, your equity portfolio, or your finances in total. Discover the valuable information you need to understand the current market value for your life insurance, and then get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Visit abacuspays.com to learn more and use our free policy value calculator today.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our show.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Until I kiss you, and then it happened.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Local news and time. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Racine Case also lost many impact players, but returned one of the best junior running backs in the state in Anthony Liggins. Last year, Case defeated Westosha Central 26-20 on a late TD and two-point conversion. My keys to the game, first for the Falcons, run a balanced attack, look for the Falcons to take their shots downfield, and Taylor should get most of the touches. For the Eagles, my keys, look for Liggins to have plays where he gets outside with his speed. They must utilize their speed to create some turnovers against the inexperienced QB for the Falcons. And finally, get the ball in position on the field to possibly kick a winning field goal at the end of the game. And with that, I'll turn it over to Dylan for a few comments before I go on the field.
Thanks, Dick. As you mentioned, the Falcons of Westosha need to get the ball to Landon Taylor early and get the offense going through him against this strong Case defense. Case struggled heavily getting the offense going in their scrimmages, but they need to rely on their defense and try to get that offense going early.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. And with that, I'm going to go on the field and try to get a few comments. I'll turn it back over to Dylan to hear from a few of our sponsors.
Thanks, Dick. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community. We appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons to help us bring you this high school football event. We're supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community, streaming live and covering all Racine City and County High Schools right here on DEG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Lingzon Lathrop, Sitco and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group of Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford. We'd also like to thank our great patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treutler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. Again, you're listening to Dick Graceffa streaming live coverage of this high school football contest on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. Dick is making his way down to the field now to hopefully get an interview with both of our head coaches. You're listening to high school football on DG Sports, powered by WRJN AM 1400 and FM 99.9 in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha. This will be the first varsity contest of Hammes Field renovated turf. I kind of a little bit of opening night here. No pregame festivities, as they already held some ceremonies prior to today's date. Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin is Milwaukee's premier podiatry clinic with an elite staff of surgical podiatrists with the skills and experience necessary to diagnose and relieve any foot or ankle pain you're experiencing. Take a step towards pain-free feet and ankles by calling 414-218-1500 or visit their website at advancedfootankle.com to learn more or schedule an appointment at one of our four locations in Milwaukee, Greenfield, Burlington, and Brookfield. That's Advanced Foot and Ankle, your best choice for ankle care in Southeast Wisconsin. Dick is standing by, looking to get an interview with Coach Franz here. We'll be bringing that to you any moment. No one wants to wait around until retirement to start living a great life. At Financial Service Group, they want to see you live your great life, however you define it, long before you retire. Learn more at Financial Service Group's fee-only financial planning for your great life. That's toyourwealth.com. Or call 262-554-4500 for a no-obligation consultation with one of their certified professional planners. Dick is still standing by, waiting for Coach Franz to be available for him. Again, tonight's contest is coming to you live from Racine at Hammes Field. Features West Tosha Central of the Southern Lakes and the Racine Case Eagles of the Southeast Conference. We thank you again for listening to live coverage here on Mixler.com, also on WRJN 1400, 99.9 in Racine. Looks like Dick is going to be trying to find Coach Graham here. Coach Franz is meeting with the officials. So he unfortunately got pulled away for us for a few minutes here. But Dick will be standing by down on the field.
All right, joined by Anton Graham, the head football coach for the Case Eagles. Coach, good to see you again.
Yes, sir. Definitely excited, man. It's fine. Back on our field, getting ready to roll. This is a good feeling right now.
This year, it's going to be a little different than last year. I don't think anybody's going to look past the Case Eagles.
No, you know, I hope people understand we are here to stay, and we're ready to go. We're definitely ready to compete. These boys have worked hard this offseason. Time to see what they got.
Both teams do not bring back quarterbacks. How will that impact the game tonight?
I expect the first couple drives probably be a little slow on both sides, but I think once they kind of get settled in, I think both these quarterbacks are good. Westosha's quarterback looks pretty athletic. I expect him to run the ball a little bit today, and I'm excited to see what Leo Chiapetta does throwing the ball tonight.
All right, what are your keys to coming out with a win?
We have to play as a team 100%. We have to be disciplined, and we have to do our job. As long as we take care of that, we'll be fine.
All right, Coach Graham, good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir. You have a great one.
That's Anton Graham, the head coach of the Case Eagles. Now we'll come over and try to get a few comments from Gerald Franz.
Thanks, Dick. We appreciate you taking the time to get that interview there with Coach Anton Graham, the head coach of the Case Eagles. Coach Franz is still meeting with the officials, so Dick is looking to head over there, see if he can get a few comments here before we start today's beautiful, hot Friday night football contest here on DG Sports. At DG Sports, we are proud to recognize some outstanding charities whose members tirelessly support so many people and their families throughout our state. Ronald McDonald House Charities. No one imagines their child to become critically ill or injured. Our catastrophic medical costs and spending hundreds of days away from home. At Ronald McDonald Charities Eastern Wisconsin, we provide care and a community of support for families who face this reality. You can help by texting RMHC Home to 41444. Guarding against cancer, the initiative started by Wisconsin Badger basketball coach Greg Gard and his wife Michelle raises money for groundbreaking research and treatments at UW-Carbone Cancer Center, as well as cancer patient care in local communities here in the state of Wisconsin. In just under 5 years, $5 million has been raised, all of which stays right here in Wisconsin. To learn more about how you can help, visit guardingagainstcancer.org. Has quite the list of questions here for the official. They've been meeting for 3 or 4 minutes here now. Dick is still standing by waiting for him. As soon as they're ready, we will be heading to the field for Dick with that interview.
All right, joined by Coach Franz, finally. Good to see you again, Coach.
Good to be here.
What do you think of this field?
I think it's room. I mean, walk not even, probably closer to the two-step walk. Beautiful scoreboard, sound system, two good teams. I think we're ready to get at it.
Both teams made the playoffs last year, won a level one game. Both do not return quarterbacks. How's that going to impact the game tonight?
Well, I think it'll keep everyone on their toes all around, so we'll see how it unfolds, but I'm sure they're both prepared from both sides and ready to go.
Now, typically from when I've covered the Falcons, You have a quarterback that's dual threat. Will I see that again tonight?
Mason Juga is our starting quarterback tonight, number four. He's a good athlete. So he came in last year and filled in a game in the second half and ran the offense well. So we're excited to see what he can do with the full game.
All right. What are the keys to coming out with a win tonight?
As it is every week, we got to run to the football. We can't allow explosive plays on defense. Keep everything in front of us on the offensive side. We've got to protect the football. I know they're going to come after it in the JV game last night. Their guys are well coached to go after that football. So we're going to have to make sure we take care of the football. And when we get in the red zone, we got to cash it in.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, Gerald Franz, the head coach of the Wistosha Falcons, back up to Dylan in the booth.
Thanks, Dick. Apologies for any inconveniences there with the microphone. The press box is quite a ways away from anywhere on the field, so there's a little bit of connectivity issues, but hopefully it didn't interrupt too bad for you. We'll go through some of our terrific sponsors here once again. Welcome to Lings on Lathrop, where it's more than just a gas station. Your locally owned and operated Sitco has been on the corner of Lathrop and 20th Street in Racine for over 50 years. They're open every day from 5 a.m. to midnight. Fill up, then visit the convenience store to grab a snack, a meal, a hot cup of coffee, or some groceries. That's Lings on Lathrop, L-I-E-U-N-G-H. Our good friend and longtime sponsor, Frank DeQuisto of DeQuisto Motors, is now adding real estate to his resume. Frank has joined his daughter, Emily Core of Bolamir & Core Group, an award-winning real estate team at First Weber Realty in Racine. Emily Core is a Best in Racine winning real estate agent with extensive experience as a top producer. Frank has a 30-year track record of exemplary customer service in the automotive industry. And now, with the help of his daughter Emily and the BC Group, he promises to translate that trust and integrity to the real estate industry. Residential and commercial market analysts is always free. Call Frank DeQuisto at 262-945-1411 to learn more. Looking for a great atmosphere and mouth-watering food? The goodness at Doc's is simple. Good food, good service, and a good time. Selections range from outstanding appetizers to sandwiches and burgers. Like mom-made-em entrees, fish fries, and awesome specials. Call Doc's to host your next group gathering or to cater your next event. Stop in to catch a bite after a high school sporting event or on the weekends for that big game. That's Docks on the Fox, located right on the Fox River. 232 North Milwaukee Street in Waterford. At Gordy Boucher Lincoln, they ride with you every mile, before, during, and after the sale. It's more than a motto at Boucher, it's their mission. Their professional team truly listens to your wants and finds the best vehicle to fit your budget. After the sale, they are there to assist you with any vehicle feature or functionality questions. Visit GordyBoucherLincoln.net to browse their inventory online. Request more information about vehicles, set up a test drive, or inquire about financing. Stop in their showroom at 3161 South 108th Street in West Dallas. That's Gordy Boucher Lincoln. Roma Lodge is the ideal venue for your party, wedding, banquet, conference, fundraiser, or corporate event. With five banquet rooms, Roma can accommodate groups from 25 all the way to 700. You'll choose from among a range of customizable, budget-friendly menus for family-style, buffet, or sit-down services. With a convenient location and ample parking, everyone at Roma Lodge is committed to making your event a success. We can also cater an event at your location. Call 262-886-3610 to learn more. That's Roma Lodge, 7130 Spring Street in Racine. When the diagnosis is cancer, you can rely on the innovative care backed by the power of Eastern Wisconsin's only academic medical center. The Frater and Medical College of Wisconsin Clinical Cancer Center gives patients access to world-leading treatment options for cancer care. Choose from multiple convenient locations throughout the Frater and Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network. To learn more or to find a caregiver, go to frater.com/cancer or call 414-805-0505. Dick has since returned here to the booth. Some great interviews down there on the field, Dick.
Yeah, let's take a few moments to talk about that, Dylan. It's interesting talking to Gerald Franz, the Westosha Central coach, and he didn't mince words with me. I figured we'd see a dual-threat quarterback coming out of that lineup tonight, and he agreed.
Yeah, I think he kind of danced around the question at first, just kind of talked about who he is as an athlete, et cetera. But I definitely think they're going to need to rely on him not only through the air but on the ground tonight, as this Case defense is very strong.
And for our listeners, the quarterback he's talking about is Mason Juga. He's a 5'11" junior, 155 pounds. So, and he goes both ways. He's a QB and a defensive back. We'll see if he plays DB tonight. But for sure, he's a smaller quarterback. So my one concern with that, Dylan, would be he's going to be trying to throw over probably very large and tall linemen for the Case Eagles.
Yeah, during warmups, we kind of seen, you know, not necessarily struggling, but he definitely overthrew some of his receivers. That could be a culmination of not understanding quite yet his full arm potential or not fully being able to see what's going on downfield. So we'll see what kind of impact that has here tonight.
And then it appears like Leo Gepeta will be the starting quarterback for the Case Eagles. He's a senior. We did see him mop up a few times last year when Case either had the game in hand or had no chance of winning. He would come in. So I believe he's getting the nod tonight for the Case Eagles. One other person we should talk about, actually it's for the Westosha Central Falcons, and that's their kicker, Carter Clementis. He's a 6 foot, 185 pound junior, but the reason I want to talk about him is he went to kicking camps this summer, and he is rated as a four-star kicker. Four-star kicker means Division I schools are interested in you. But what's interesting about it, Dylan, before I turn it over to you, is the kickers usually, if D1 schools go after them, they don't put them on scholarship. I don't know if that's because, and you can talk to our listeners about that, I don't know if that's because they want to see, are they legit, or they don't give kickers scholarships.
I mean, it does happen here and there, but the, you know, kicking position, albeit valuable, they'd much rather give it to a wide receiver, a defensive back, whatever the case. So usually they end up first year without a scholarship, and by their second year they get that scholarship, whether kids leave, whatever the case. But it's definitely impressive. He went 41 for 43 last year on extra points, averaged 39.8, so almost 40 yards per punt. Just a very strong leg, and, you know, if they struggle to get things going on offense, they could definitely pin Case deep in their own territory on drives.
All right, yeah, we'll see. He was booting them. He was booting field goals from over 40 yards, so we'll see how that goes tonight. Westosha Central will receive the ball to start our game. So the Case Eagles must have won the toss and deferred. But again, you never know. The Falcons could have won the toss, like the Packers did in that playoff game, and decided to take the ball right away. But we'll see how it goes. Good crowd. Good crowd settling in here for the Case contingent, and it looks pretty good for the Falcons across the way.
Yeah, not too far of a travel night for Westosha. So hopefully they get a lot of fans out here, support or tuning in, you know, to our broadcast either way. But, you know, it's opening night, beautiful, 75 probably, and sunny and not too humid, so can't ask for much better.
Beautiful facility, too. The new surface, all new bleachers, new concession stand, restrooms. And, of course, all new lighting, which is very important once it gets darker, all this new LED lighting. And a beautiful press box for all of the media personnel. So with that, I'll step away one more time, and we'll hear from our patrons for DG Sports.
Thanks, Dick. We'd like to thank our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treutler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins.
So, yeah, we welcome Casey Robbins to the patronage list. He's the head coach of the Park Panthers for basketball. So we thank Casey for joining in on us, and hopefully maybe he's gonna catch a little bit of the ball game tonight. Although he's probably, seeing he's a teacher at Horlick High School, he may be over at Horlick Field watching that game between the Horlick Rebels and the Union Grove Broncos. That should also be a good game, as both teams are very optimistic about their programs going on the upward side this year for both Union Grove and Horlick.
Yeah, Union Grove struggled a little bit last year. Horlick is rated very highly by many in the media this year, so I think it's a good test for Horlick to kind of, you know, say, hey, we're actually what you say we are, and for Union Grove to kind of play a tough team right off the bat in week one.
And again, the Rebels having Carson Fletcher, who goes both ways for the Horlick Rebels. He's also one of the standout high school players in the state of Wisconsin this year. So we'll have a look at him later on in the year when the Rebels travel across town to play these Case Eagles. But right now we're concentrating on this non-conference game between the West Osage Central Falcons and the Case Eagles. We're about 5 minutes away from kickoff, waiting for both teams to come back onto the field. They both went to their locker rooms. The visiting team has brand new lockers behind the south goalpost. And the Case Eagles have their traditional lockers back inside of the school behind the east bleachers. So again, both teams coming in had good records last year. Both ended up 7-4. Dylan got tested in their level two games, and either one of them showed much in that game.
Yeah, I don't know if, you know, Case coming out with a 47-0 win in the first week kind of inflated their egos or whatever, but they definitely struggled against a very tough Muskego team in level two, and, you know, they started this year with scrimmaging them, which is good. Very tough team that you want to go up against, but we'll see if it's a little too much of a test early on.
So the Falcons, they'll be dressed in their away uniforms. That's the black pants with the white jerseys and cardinal numerals. The Case Eagles will be dressed in a new uniform, one of their new home uniforms. And those will be the white pants with the green jerseys and gold numerals and the silver, gold-silver helmets. So waiting for the Case Eagles to run onto the field under their gigantic eagle, inflatable eagle. That's not eagle, it's eagle that they have blown up. What would you say, it's 15, 20 feet high?
Yeah,
Dylan?
20 to 25 feet. Yeah, it's definitely giant. Pretty cool, actually. But yeah, a staff member told us pregame that there are some eagles in the area, two or three of them that have kind of made, ironically enough, home to the stadium. So interesting.
So So the Case Eagles run on to the newly renovated Hammes Field at midfield with that flag. And they'll come off. Then we'll have a couple announcements, our national anthem, and then we'll get this one underway. As you're listening to high school football on DG Sports. So both teams on their sidelines now getting final instructions. Officials are out at midfield. They're talking things over. And we should have our national anthem here very quickly after a couple announcements from the announcer for the Case Eagles.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise here and remove your hats as we honor this great nation with the plane.